We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we're joined here in this segment by Robin Cole, Executive Director with Pawnee Mental Health Services. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Had a busy week here for you guys. The Pancakes for Pawnee looked like it was a very successful event this past Tuesday.
It was. It was successful, and it was a lot of fun. And certainly we were very thrilled to see you there.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope you enjoyed your pancake.
I sure did. It was wonderful. And I saw a lot of folks there. Last year, I didn't know as many people in the community, but now I go like, oh, hey, I know you, and it's great.
Yeah, it was great. I certainly enjoyed walking through the restaurant and just visiting with people and, you know, both about pancakes, other things that were going on in Manhattan and in their lives. And so it was a great event.
Well, I have no doubt, and I don't know if you've got totals yet for fundraising, but I have no doubt that you surpassed last year.
We did. And, you know, last year was our first Pancake for Pawnee event, and we were in one location. We were on the Fort Riley Boulevard Early Edition restaurant, and we had 388 pancakes or customers who we served last year. And I remembered last year, Marcy and Dave Uphoff, who are the owners of the Early Edition restaurants here in Manhattan, told me that they had never served, you know, in all their years of food service, had never served so many pancakes in such a condensed period of time. And so if you can imagine grilling up, it was about 380, almost 390 pancakes last year in one location. Well, this year we went to both locations, and so we were at the East Side Early Edition and the West Side Early Edition. And with the help of the Chamber of Commerce Leadership Manhattan Class of 2020, we were able to serve the preliminary number is about 580 pancakes in 3 hours, and so that's a lot of pancakes.
Yeah.
And you saw the size of those pancakes.
They're very big.
They are big. They are as big as a plate.
Mm-hmm.
And they're thick, too. So it was a lot of fun for me just to see the people at work. You know, on the east side, we primarily had Pawnee employees who were volunteering their time to run this event. And then Early Edition staff also acted as volunteers. And so I think each location had 3 or 4 employees of Early Edition who were volunteering their time to assist with this fundraising event. And on the west side, which is where I was working, the Leadership Manhattan class was grilling the pancakes. They were grilling the sausages. They were filling plates, filling orders, bussing tables. It looked to me like they were having a lot of fun. And so we are very grateful, really, to our three top sponsors of this event, who obviously include Early Edition. We could not have sponsored this really successful event without their support, without them being there for us every step of the way. And we also absolutely could not have done two locations without the Leadership Manhattan class. Their decision to take this event on as a service project was absolutely what made it possible for us to be in two locations. And I think that being in two locations, we were also able to draw different groups of people to the event. I talked to a lot of people who attended on the west side who were there because they live in the west side of Manhattan. And so it was just really convenient for them to stop in, get a pancake, sausages, cup of coffee, didn't have to make dinner. And from what I understand, Brandon, that's kind of your story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I was at the dentist on Tuesday, and my wife had just gotten off work. She works at Marlatt Elementary, and it was about 5:30, and then like, well, you want to just, I got to go here anyway. I got to get some interviews here. Do you want to go get pancakes? You know, we were on the west side of town, and it was just convenient, you know, and I really appreciated that you had both locations open. So, you know, I don't have to spend another 15 minutes on traffic going over there. But, yeah, it was great. And then I was surprised because the entire time I was there was a line.
Yes. Yes. It was backed up pretty well from, I would say, probably about a quarter till 6 until about 6:30, maybe even up to 6:45. There were so many people and so many pancakes being served that there, yes, there was a line. But the people in the line seemed to be having fun. A lot of them knew each other. They were spending time just visiting with each other. And I think really enjoying just the atmosphere. You know, we had Marcy and Dave Uphoff let us decorate the two restaurants a couple weeks ahead of the event. And so there were purple and green and gold, you know, beads and just different signs and posters and decorations throughout both of the restaurants. So it really was a festive atmosphere and people had a really good time.
I got someone here who has a comment, it sounds like, or maybe a question. Robert from Manhattan. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, I wanted just to thank you for your being involved in the things that we need out here in society to deal with the mental health, and your intervention application is really making a difference out here on the street. I wanted to congratulate you for that. I think the next thing we need to look at is getting you access to brain scan equipment. You know, Ben, we've talked over the years about being involved with the families that are hiding mental illness. We have one over here that's got a 30-year-old in the basement that they're hiding the problems that they've never had, the intervention, and the brother is eating up prison time, and the family feels guilty, just like I had talked to you about feeling guilty about hiding my wife's mental illness for 15 years. With a brain scan, you know, there's 20,000 studies worldwide on the effects that you can see. It would, just like the digital mammograms that we have the ladies use, or the EKG or whatever Dave Lewis went through to get his situation cleared up, is something that we can use that is, lets the family know it's not their fault. It's the way the other organ of the body, the brain, reacts to situations, and who we don't give a gun to, or who we, instead of having a 1860 Abraham Lincoln talk therapy, you can realize what kind of a situation you're actually dealing with.
Thank
you so much for your consideration.
Yes. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your comments. And I, you know, I'd like to encourage you and others just by saying that, you know, Tuesday night in walking around the restaurant and talking with people, I had a lot of people who expressed the same sort of appreciation for just the way in which, you know, we're really working to try to bring the issue of mental illness out of the dark and into the light so that people can talk about it, so that people aren't afraid to reach out for the help that they need, so that they realize they're really not alone in it, and that it is a much more common kind of occurrence than people either thought before or just were, you know, willing to look at or to consider. And your comments make me think about something that is relatively new, and it may not even be very well known in the public yet, but there is new technology or new intervention where within the psychiatric community, we're able to do some sort of genomic testing. It's a type of blood testing where we're able to take a look at which medications would be the most appropriate for individuals who are dealing with different mental health concerns. And so even at Pawnee, we are able to do some of that kind of lab work to help us go in the right direction in determining which medication might be the most helpful for individuals. And that's something that I think in the history of psychiatry is relatively new. It, of course, doesn't always guarantee that this particular medication is going to resolve a particular problem that a person is having, but it does help us get a little closer and to not have to engage in so much trial and error when it comes to taking a look at what kind of medications are the most effective for the treatment of any particular kind of a condition. So I did want to just kind of circle back around to Pancakes for Pawnee and say that, you know, one of the things that was really exciting for us, and Brandon, you sort of spoke to this, was that we had a big increase in our walk-in ticket sales. Last year, we had, it was about 77 people who walked in. This year, we had 112. And so there were a lot more people who just decided to walk in because they either saw the marquee or they saw the signs out on the lawn. Or, you know, I think part of it may be, too, that they saw the decorations in the restaurant ahead of time and so, like, felt that they wanted to go in. And I think that the opportunity that Pawnee was given on Monday to be here as a part of the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation's weekly hour was also really a great opportunity. Because it was an opportunity the day before the event to be here in the station talking about the event and talking about the work that Pawnee does to address mental health needs in the community.
Yeah, I think we got a great tradition going on here maybe for several years to go.
We do have the date for next year is we already nailed down.
Cool.
Next year's event will be on Tuesday, February 16th, 2021. And so anybody who missed Valentine's Day, you can be thinking about that. You know, if you don't celebrate like you ought to on the 14th, then just 2 days later, you can come out for pancakes. Last thing I just need to say before we wrap up this part of it is that we are very grateful to Schilling Construction, who was also one of the gold sponsors of the event. And I think that you talked to Mike Schilling, we're just very grateful to them, as well as our other green level sponsors, which included BHS Construction, Midwest Concrete Materials, Burnett Automotive, and Sink Gordon & Associates.
Wonderful. Good job, everybody there. Let's take a break. Back with Robin Cole after this on InFocus.